If you've ever stood on a beach and tried to hold a handful of dry sand, you probably realize something pretty frustrating really quickly.
Oh, yeah. The tighter you squeeze your fist, I mean, the faster it just pours out right between your fingers.
Right, exactly. It is this perfect physical representation of a really abstract human problem. Like, gripping too tightly actually accelerates the loss. Welcome to today's deep dive, by the way.
Yeah, we have a very specific mission today. We are preparing you for day two of week 14, which is law 14.
And that law states that money is like sand. So holding it tightly loses it, but holding it loosely brings abundance. Today is all about guiding you on how to review the chapter's distillation points and then select your top three to integrate into your daily routine.
The workbook's instruction for this process is actually super deliberate. You aren't meant to just like skim the 12 distill points.
No, not at all.
Right, you need to read the entire list three full times simply to absorb the concepts, without any judgment. Then on your fourth pass, that is when you select the three that most deeply speak to your current situation.
Okay, let's unpack this, because reading through these points, I mean, the sheer amount of subconscious bias we carry about wealth is just staggering.
It really is.
Look at the concept that you cannot become what you subconsciously reject. We have this massive cultural narrative, like everywhere, that wealthy people are inherently greedy.
That's a huge one.
If you constantly feed your brain that story, how can your mind ever permit you to achieve wealth without making you feel like the villain? It creates this intense cognitive dissonance.
Well, what's fascinating here is what that cognitive dissonance looks like biologically. When your identity clashes with your desires, your brain's survival mechanism just kicks right in.
So it's treating it like a literal threat.
Exactly. It treats the pursuit of wealth as a physical threat to your social standing or your moral identity. And that triggers the amygdala to initiate a defensive posture. You start self-sabotaging, basically, because your brain thinks it's protecting you from being outcast.
But wait, if our brains are hardwired for survival and protection by, millions of years of evolution, isn't it incredibly dangerous to just stop protecting our resources?
That is the natural fear, yeah.
I mean, looking at the other point, that resenting wealth makes it almost impossible to create it. How do we bypass a literal survival instinct? We can't just tell ourselves to stop being afraid of losing what we have, right?
No, you don't bypass it by simply ignoring it. You override it through targeted neuroplasticity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is why the point stating that money grows through movement, not protection alone, is so crucial here. When you are stuck in a defensive, poverty-conscious posture, you are actively reinforcing fear-based neural pathways.
So you're digging the rut deeper.
Yes. Every time you panic about losing a dollar, those specific synaptic connections get thicker and stronger. You train your brain to only see threats.
Here is where it gets really interesting to me. You're saying we are physically carving a rut in our brains that makes us biologically worse at handling money.
That is the physical reality of a scarcity mindset.
Right.
But neuroplasticity works both ways, right? Neurons that fire together, wire together.
Right.
When you force your brain to look for growth opportunities, when you adopt the concept that thinking like an investor changes how you use everything, not just money, you are physically building new synaptic pathways.
You're literally pruning away the old neural branches of scarcity.
Exactly. And you're growing new networks focused on abundance and movement instead.
That completely changes the way I view today's assignment. When the workbook tells you to choose your three specific bullets, you aren't just, picking inspiring quotes.
No, not at all.
You are identifying the exact neural pathways you need to cultivate. You are selecting the thoughts that will essentially act as fertilizer for those new synaptic branches.
Which raises an important question about the actual practice. The program mentions mental code rewrites.
Right, the rewrites.
To be clear, these rewrites are the new deliberate thought patterns you are actively trying to establish to replace your old biases. But growing new neural tissue requires consistent repetition.
Which brings us to your assignment for today. Do those four passes over the distill points. Select your three.
Just three.
Yes. And write them into the daily practice list for this week's work. And here's the key. You must review these three points alongside those new mental thought patterns three times a day. Morning, midday, and evening.
Doing this three times a day isn't just busy work. It is the biological requirement for forcing those new synapses to fire repeatedly until the new investor mindset becomes your brain's default path of least resistance.
So what does this all mean? It means you have to stop squeezing the sand.
Yeah, let your hand relax.
Exactly. Let your hand relax and just see what stays. As you step into today's work, I'm going to leave you with this to ponder. If your current financial situation is simply a physical printout of your deepest subconscious wiring, what exactly is your mind trying to tell you today?